You're listening to a Sun Life podcast. We pray you'll be blessed with the teaching of God's word. For more sermons, visit sunlife.org.au.
At Sun Life Church, we have five elders. The elders of the church oversees the entirety of the church. Simon, myself, we're internal elders, and we have Pastor Benny, who cannot make it here because he's preaching at his church. But we do have Pastor Michael Keating from Champion Lakes Christian Church. Pastor, thank you so much for coming and being here on this wonderful occasion. This is the last Vision Sunday in this building. Okay, next year when you're here, it's the new building. So we want to thank you. So give Pastor Mike Keating a round of applause. Pastor Mike Keating will be praying and commissioning our leaders later on. Pastor Cheng Lai and his lovely wife, Ellen, thank you so much for taking time out of FCC to come here and to encourage us. You have always been that pillar of wisdom. I'm always calling you, asking for advice. What do I do here? What should I do there? So really, I'm not that great of a pastor. It's these two guys here and Simon, who's behind the scene holding me up. So I thank you guys for being here. And we will be blessed later on as you pray and commission our leaders. Give them a round of applause. Thank you, Pastor. Can you remember back in the day when you studied chemistry, for those who studied chemistry? Do you remember that? You know how your teacher taught you chemical reactions and equations, and you have to balance this, and a reactant 1 mixed with reactant 2 equals resultant 1 or product 2. Remember that? And you've got to balance the charges. Maybe it's bringing back some good memories, maybe not so good memories. For the young guys, you know, the youth, well, you can look forward to that, all right? And for those who didn't do chemistry, praise God. I used to be a chemistry teacher, praise God, all right? Now, this morning's sermon, I want to talk about four reactants, four things that took place in the church which resulted in one great product. And it's that great product which will be our vision for 2018. Four things that came together that worked really, really well. A plus B plus C plus D equals E. That's what we're doing. So it reminds me of back in the teaching days now. All right? So I want you to keep that in mind. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Acts chapter 2, verses 42-47. I'm going to read the Word of God, and I'm going to pray, and I want to talk about those four things. And that wonderful product at the very end, which will be our vision for 2018. Let me read the Word of God. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe as the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who needed. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. That's the Word of God. Let me pray. Father God, I pray now that you would help me, that you would be with me in this point to expound your Word, to bring clarity to your Word, that you would speak to us all, that the vision that you have for us in this year will be so clear, there will be such clarity, that we know where you want to take us. Will you help me, Father, in this time? Holy Spirit, will you open our ears and our hearts to receive your Word? Christ, may you be exalted through the preaching of Scripture this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Four things that took place in the church, and there are probably more, but I just saw four things I want to talk about. How if we work on these four things, that product at the end, wow, it will be great. Here's the first thing, and I'll do it very quickly. Worship. Worship. Look at verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. You see that word, they devoted themselves, which means they set time aside. They were looking forward to come together to hear the teaching of God through the apostles. They were looking forward to come together to break bread, which means to remember Christ and the cross. They were looking forward to come to pray to God and for one another. They were devoted in gathering around the word of God and his people. My friend, that is worship. The eagerness to come to worship him, to set him aside, to listen to the word of God. I say this a lot at Sun Life Church, that when we preach the Bible, when we read the Bible, we actually hear the voice of God. God speaks to us through Scripture. Therefore, if we are preaching the Bible week in and week out, and if you are faithful in coming here week in and week out, that is worship, because you are hearing the voice of God. We are encouraged through the Word of God. That's why we preach the Word of God. We are cautioned through the Word of God. That's why we preach the Word of God. We grow spiritually through the Word of God. That is why we preach the Word of God. And there is this eagerness from the people back there to come to worship. And I pray, you and I, we have that eager to come to worship God. Because when you are eager to come to hear from God, you're really saying, God, I treasure you above everything else in this world. That you are far more important. I was talking to a couple just before the service, and they went camping. But they made sure that they came back on Saturday night so that they would be here, because the husband said to me, you know what, because I work away and I want to make sure that when I'm in town, I am here worshiping with my fellow Sun Lifers. Now that's worship. Do you know why? It's because we believe with all our hearts that when we come here, as we hear the word of God, as we break bread to remember God, as we pray to God, transformation takes place. Because otherwise, if we come here and there's no transformation, there's no results, why bother? We believe that something happens here. We believe that if God will transform us, that we have the rights to invite our family and friends who may not know God yet to come and hear the Word of God. And I speak and I preach to some of you here this morning who have been coming but may not know Christ yet. Keep coming. Keep hearing the voice of God through Scripture, and I pray that one of these days you will encounter Him and you would really be transformed through the grace of God. That is worship. May we come here with eager hearts to worship God. Devote ourselves to the preaching of Scripture, to the breaking of bread, to prayer, to pray to God and one another. That's the first one. Two. Lordship. Lordship. Look in verse 43. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. See, they experienced the wonders of God when they came together. There was an expectation that God would do the miracle in their situation. Because the Lordship of God, listen carefully, it's really acknowledging that Christ is powerful, that Christ is able, that Christ can do the supernatural. That's Lordship. When you are saying, God, you are Lord, you're saying that God, you conquer all. And they came and they were expecting to experience signs and wonders. They were expecting to see transformation. They were expecting that their prayers would be answered. They were expecting when they came forward and the pastors or the ministers or the leaders prayed for them, they were expecting to receive something afresh. That's the Lordship of God. They're saying, God, you're able and I'm not able. They're saying, God, you are the one that would fill the gap with what I can humanly possibly do and what only you can do. I think some of us this morning, you're at a point where you are at your limit and you're saying, God, I can't go any further. That gap is where God comes in. That gap is the Lordship of God, where you say, God, you are powerful and I'm not. That gap is where you say, God, you are able and I'm not. I'm natural. You're supernatural. You come in and you fill that gap. We come with expectation that God is already here and God will do the miracle in our situation. The Lordship of God. They came and they were in awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. I love it sometimes that our church, I invite you and I encourage you to come forward for prayer. It's not me that brings transformation. It's not me that brings healing. I'm praying because I'm trusting that God is the one who is Lord of all. And God is the one who is able and powerful and bring restoration and healing and redemption to your lives. We must come with expectation. And if we know that God is Lord and God is able, surely there are many people that we know who have not experienced the love of God yet that should be here. That we can bring them here and say, hey, Jesus is the solution to your problem, especially the problem of sin. That's two. Three, ownership. Verse 44, all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. See, there's a sense of ownership within the community. Ownership. You know, your problem, my problem. I own your problem. Your poverty, my poverty. My success, your success. Your failure, my failure. There was this ownership that we're doing this together. We're in this together. I owe you, you owe me. We do this together. When you're up, I'm also up. When you're down, I'm going to be down. And we see this right here, that they were willing to share all their possession, everything that they had. Now, I'm not telling you to go and sell your house and give it to the people here. No. But what I'm saying is your life should be a life that is selfless, self-sacrificial, serving one another. No one should be lacking in this church. If we know that someone is hurting, we're going to be there. We're going to call them up. We're going to encourage them. If someone is promoted, oh, we rejoice with them. We're not competing. We're not comparing. There's no competing with the Joneses here at Sun Life Church. We say that, hey, ownership. I owe your problems. You owe my problems. We do this together. And we can see this right here. Imagine a church where someone who have not experienced the love of Christ yet would come here, and Jesus is calling you and I to be a demonstration of that love to them. Now that's a great church to invite people to come along. We take ownership of one another. You know, we get to that point where we know that if someone comes to our church and they've got a problem, that's my problem. That's ownership. Fourthly, friendship. See, verse 46, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread, which means they remembered Jesus, but they broke it in their homes. And they ate together with glad and sincere hearts. You see that? They did life together. They weren't just churchgoers. They weren't just church attenders. They were people who were intentional to do life with one another. They invited their friends over to their barbecue. They invited their friends over to their kid's first birthday. They rejoice when their friends are victorious. They cry when there is defeat. Friends, we need to work on that. I got a friend of mine in Melbourne who's part of a very big church, probably one of the biggest church in Melbourne. Started very small, and he said to me, the thing that we really worked on was that this a genuine friendship. We were friends and family. When people came to our church, we made sure that we would really love them. And they would not want to leave the church because their true friends and families were here. And that church is now probably 12,000. God is good. And God has saved us. And God gives us an opportunity to be family, friends and family. I mean, isn't it true that it's very easy to be a friendly church, but very hard to be friends? Is that right? I mean, I could be friendly. We can be a friendly church. Hey, how are you doing? That's it. Turn around. Good to have you here. What's your name again? Morning tea. Oh, nice to meet you. Hope you enjoyed the service. Now, where are my kids? Is that right? That's friendly. That's being a friendly church. Yeah. But being a church of friends, that takes work. That takes more work. That means that I want to get to know you at a deeper level. I want to get to know your situation. I want to speak into your life. I want to do life with you. I want to be there when you're struggling. I want to rejoice with you. That takes work. But we see it here in Scripture. They broke bread and they ate together at their homes and they did life together. And I believe that we are called to be a church of friends. And I say that a lot. I don't want us to be a friendly church, but a church of friends, where friends become family. Now, wouldn't that be a great church to bring people to? Those four things there: worship, lordship, ownership, friendship. And that leads me to the product of that, which we find in verse 47. Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. You notice that? That the people in that community, that Christian community, they were enjoying the favor of all the people around them. This is very important you listen to this. That favor is talking about people outside the church being thankful of the Christian community. And that favor is people outside the church saying, I'm so grateful that you are in town. That favor is people outside the church saying, I am so appreciative and I thank God that your church is in the suburb. We are moving to Oxford Street. This is the last Vision Sunday here. The next time I share the vision, we're going to be Oxford Street, a bigger building right in the heart of Leederville. And I pray that whatever we do inside the four walls of Sun Life Church would bring favor to the people around us, and they will say, I am so glad that you are here. I am so glad that this church, Sun Life, is on this street. I'm so glad that the church is next to my kids' high school. Because you do know the new building is right next to the high school. And you do know that the new building is next to the TAFE. And you do know that the new building is next to the aged care center. And you do know that the new building is around the corner from the Cafe Strip and Mount Hawthorne Mez. And God has placed us there for God's glory, for a reason, not for us to be a burden to the community, but for us to be a blessing to a community. And if we get those four things right: worship, lordship, ownership, friendship, I believe with all my heart that we will enjoy the favor of all those around us. Amen. We have to be believers living in such a way that those outside the church are so glad of our existence. So glad that we're around. Put it this way: as we continue to extend our praises upwardly to God, may we extend our blessings outwardly to others. If we keep doing that, we will enjoy the favor of all those around us. I love it in Scripture, how as you read that passage, it talks about the church doing things right inside the four walls, inside the community. And at the very end, verse 47, they would enjoy the favor of all the people around them. All the people say, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that Sun Life Church will be on Oxford Street, 338 Oxford Street. I'm so glad that you are here, because you have brought such blessing into my family. Isn't it true that we would rather spend time with people who bless us than those who burden us? Is that right? Can I just be honest here? I mean, I don't want to be super spiritual and say, you know, I love hanging around with those who burden me. Can I be honest with you? I mean, don't we love spending time who encourages us? You know, who speak life into us, who helps us through this journey called life. People who are there for us, people who don't judge us or condemn us, people who bring joy into our lives. I mean, that's a blessing, right? Now, flip side to that, don't we struggle when people are a burden to us? They never ask how we're going. They don't energize us. They don't encourage us or genuinely love us. They always point out the bad in us and never the good in us. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'll be honest, I struggle with those people. I would rather spend time with those who are a blessing than those who are a burden. And for some reason, when you are a blessing, you're very attractive. some reason, when you're a blessing to people, you're very attractive. Somehow you pull them towards you. And you see that in the text. Because in the text, what we notice here towards the very end, verse 47b, the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. In other words, when you are so attractive and when you are a blessing and not a burden, for some reason God would bring people to your community because God knows that you would add value to them and you grow. I want us to be a blessing and never a burden to the people in our community. I want us to move into Oxford Street and say, here, we're here to love you. We're here to bless you. We're here to do life for you. We're here to add value into your family. Never ever here to take from you, condemn you, judge you, point finger at you. Never. We're here to bless you. And I love that. Because we get to do that this June. This June, 5 more months' time, we're out of here. And that place that we're moving into, Sun Life Church, will be, one of these days, Sun Life Central, the central hub. And I've shared with you before, I have a big dream to see campuses of Sun Life Church, because you know me, we're Reform. We're independent, Reform, charismatic. And that's a very strange mix, but it's working well. Okay? And we're doing something good here, and I want to see more of those churches in the city of Perth. And I'm believing that Leaderville will become the central hub. And then we're going to have maybe Sun Life North, maybe up in Joondalup or Butler. And then maybe Sun Life South, down maybe Rockingham Way. And east towards the valley, and west towards Frio. Because I know that a lot of you are traveling from different parts of the city. But I'm praying that when it comes time to plant these campuses, that you would go beyond your comfort zone, that you would say, yes, I will go. That I will be part of that plant down south because I happen to live down there. I'll be that plant up north because I'm up that way. Because I'm thinking not about myself, but I'm thinking about the greater of those in my community because I want to be a blessing and not a burden to them. I want to add value to their life. That's where we're going. We need to go beyond our comfort zone, Sun Life Church. We need to go beyond ourselves and think of others. I love what Long was saying earlier on, that when you're thankful to God, you're thinking about others. You're thinking about others. I want us not to be a successful church, but a significant church. And there is a difference. You see, successful churches or successful mentality is about me, about my church. Or what must I do to further my church so that my church goes further than the other churches? Significance is about the other. What must I do to further the other? What must I do to further my community? What must I do to add value to the people that God will entrust me with? That is significance. And I pray that we would go beyond success to the point of significance. And that's where we're going as a church. Sun Life Church, we can't get comfortable. We can't say, well, you know what, we're 200 plus and things are good. You know, every Sunday it's rocking here, it's great. We're happy here. We can't be content. We can't be satisfied. There are so many people who need to hear the gospel message. There are so many people whose lives need to be transformed through the grace of God. We need to go beyond our comfort zone and be at a place where God would use us to bring value to the people around us. And I'm praying that you will come with me. Never ever be a reservoir. In other words, the blessings of God just remains with you. It's just all for me to enjoy, and I come here and I sing my praises to God and I pray to God, but it's all mine, it's all me and my family. Don't be a reservoir, be a river. Where it flows through to the people around you, where the blessings of God and the goodness of God comes to you, and you're going to pass it through the people on your streets, your school, your company, your colleagues, everywhere. Add value to the people that God will give you in 2018. We have to go beyond ourselves this year. And every year we always have a word to help us keep on track. And that word is beyond. And I want you to go beyond yourself this year. for my leaders as you serve. Go beyond the way you serve. Serve in a way you never served before. For us, go beyond the Christian living. Don't just love Christ in your four walls, in your house. Make sure your neighborhood, your street know that you love God. Go beyond. And I really believe that as we move into Oxford Street, the seating capacity will be probably 3-4 times the size of this. And as people come, I pray that we would go beyond our comfort zone, beyond ourselves, and think about others and get them into our community so that they would really receive Christ and be transformed by Christ. That we would add value into their situation. Now that's a church of significance. That's where we're going this year. It's going to be an interesting year. We're going to our own building, our own home. We've been here now, 4 years? Coming to our fifth year. We moved to Oxford Street and we're going to be there forever. That's going to be the first, I guess, hub. That's putting a stake in the ground. Amen. That's saying that we're here not to be a burden, but we're here to be a blessing, and we will go beyond our capacity to serve you, to add value into your family, so that you would say, I'm so glad that they are here, and that we all will be enjoying the favor of all the people around us. That is the vision for our year. That's where we are going this year. And I pray that you would come with me. I mean, for some of you, you've only been with us for maybe a month, 6 months, a year. I pray that it resonates in your heart. That you say, yes, this is my family. This is where God wants me to be. And I'm not going to just be a reservoir. I'm going to be a river where I'm going to serve the people in this community and beyond. That we're going to do this together. And one of these days we will look back and say, well, God, thank you so much that you would use us to do this. That this is a church of significance where we really saw lives transformed through the gospel, where we added value in the people around us, where they all said, wow, I'm so glad that you are here. And we would all enjoy the favor of God with those around us. Amen. Will you come with me? I hope you will. Get ready for this year. Get ready for this year. Before I pray, I want to remind you that there's a lot of work that needs to be done. There's a group of people who are constantly shoveling sand, you know, knocking down walls and preparing the building. Over the next few months, I'll be giving you some snapshots and some videos of this church building so you can also see what we're doing. If you are led to help out and you have some skills that we may not know, please let myself or one of the leaders know, and we would love to add you into that group so that you can come and volunteer. Is Randall here? Where's Randall? Randall there is from Florida. Florida. Howdy. Oh, that's Texas, right? Texan. And he's only a Sun Lifer for what? Probably 9 months, because he's heading back home in June, July. So brother, you might not be there when we move in. But the point I want to make is that you have really come to call this place home and your family, and you are there shoveling sand, knocking down walls and ripping up the stage, and you're helping out. And I praise God for you. And you are a role model to us all. I thank you, brother, and I honor you. See, what I'm trying to say is we all can do this. We don't have to say, well, you know what, I'm going to be here for 3 months and I'm out of here. No. If God has placed you for 3 months, may those 3 months be one you would add value to the people in this church here, so that we can add value to the people outside the church. Amen. So we do this together. So as I begin to show you clips and videos of where we're going and this new building, may you get excited. Not because of the building, no way. Because of the fact that we get to use the building to bring glory to God and be a significant church. Amen. Hallelujah. Next week, we start a new preaching series. Can someone tell me what we're doing? Roman, thank you. And that's going to take us a good 8.5 months. I was sharing that with someone. I was sharing that with someone and they said to me, really? You guys preach one book for that long? I said, yeah. We did Judges last year. We did 1 Corinthians before that. We just go crazy. We love it. We love the Word of God. So what do I always say? Hashtag read up. Hashtag read up. We're doing what? Chapter 1. Just the intro next week. Read up. So here's a little short promo video for this new series. And then after that, I'll be commissioning our leaders. Please enjoy.